Picasso collaborated with very few artists. Those he elected to work alongside include Max Jacob, Georges Braque, André Verdet, Françoise Gillot, and Javier Vilato. It was around 1947 when uncle and nephew brought their paintbrushes together to create the work we are now looking at. An entire world war has come and gone since Vilato's first visit to Paris, which had been interrupted by the outbreak of the conflict. Indeed, the war had forced Vilato and his brother to return to Spain, where they were initially imprisoned at forts in Figueras and Lérida, before being conscripted into a disciplinary battalion. However, in 1946, they were both granted a scholarship by the French Institute. This allowed them to return to Paris, a city they greatly missed, and which they would now make their home. Like a collaboration between equals, Picasso and Vilato each painted half of this still life, which bears a resemblance to both Picasso's work and that of his nephew. Both men rejected lofty and grandiloquent themes, instead preferring to depict the tangible subjects they had around them. In this celebration of motif and matter, the still life scene is centered on the fruit bowl, containing seven pieces of fruit whose varying colors bring to mind Vilato's work rather than that of Picasso. To the right, however, there is a jug whose forms are unmistakably Picasso-like, as is the depiction of the foliage in the background. In turn, the predominance of airy, seductive curved lines throughout the composition is a hallmark of the art produced by Vilato during this period.